Hi guys, how are you? This is Jumi. I am glam naturally because I am glammed with grace. Welcome to my podcast.
Hi guys, how are you? Good morning, good afternoon, good night, good evening, wherever you are. This is Jumi, creator of Glam Naturally Oil. Welcome to my podcast, Glam with Grace. I hope you're having such an awesome day. How is your, if you celebrate Christmas, how is your, you know, Christmas celebrations going? We just put up our Christmas tree about 2 days ago and the girls are extremely excited about Christmas. Honestly, Christmas is my favorite time of the year. It just makes me feel like a little kid all over again because I have this awesome memories of when I was back home in Nigeria as a child and how Christmas we just look forward to celebrating, you know, brings light and Jesus's light. And it's just so amazing how Christmas is celebrated in so many parts of the world. And, you know, we all tend to get so caught up with the gift, but I always tell everyone, do not forget the reason for the season. It's Jesus Christ. And so today I'm actually going to be talking about, last podcast I spoke about alopecia areata, and today's podcast I'm also going to be speaking about another form of ELAS, which, you know, I think a lot of people, we don't seem to talk about it until we get to the stage where we've actually, you know, now experienced ELAS, then we start researching. But I feel like a lot of people need to know about it before you start losing your hair, the things that causes ELAS and how to prevent them. So I have taken my customers and my followers through this this episode of alopecia, and we're going to be talking about today alopecia, traction alopecia. So I'm going to go into details exactly what it means, the causes, the symptoms, the treatment, and the prevention. So we're going to talk about that today, and so that you know if, you know, or if you have had it, or if you're going through it, or if you ever go through it. So the things to do to prevent it. So I'm hoping that this really helps a lot of women out there, young women, you know, especially younger women, because, you know, you have a lot of opportunities not to make, you know, bad choices like a lot of us have done, because we were never taught by our mothers, because they really didn't know that much of how to, you know, take care of their hair. So they barely taught us the best practices of having healthier hair even as a child. So I'm trying to educate as many people as possible and to pass it down to all of our generations as well, so that, you know, we can have great generations that will have flourishing natural hair, you know. So I am passing this on to my girls as well and teaching them, you know, not just how, you know, to take care of your hair, but the things not to do, you know, to not allow your hair to flourish the way it should. So this should help, and I hope that you can share. Please share this to as many women as you know. Share this to as many young women as you know as well, because we all need to know this. So traction alopecia is actually very, very common. So last week I spoke about areata. Areata is actually very common too, but this is also as common as areata. So before I go into the episode for today, I always start my podcast with the word of today, but today I'm actually not going to be talking about the word of today, because I am centering this. This is probably going to be my last podcast for the year, so I am centering this around the birth of Jesus Christ. So I have been studying the book of Luke. So the book of Luke has 24 chapters. So I've been taking one chapter every day from December 1st till, so on the 24th of December, I'm going to be done reading the book of Luke. Because, of course, Christmas Eve, when you read the entire book of Luke, it summarizes the entire birth, the entire ministry of Jesus, and the entire death of Jesus. So it just summarizes it, you know, because Luke, you know, was a physician. So, you know, doctors summarize things. So I really feel like the way he summarizes compared to Matthew, it's just kind of different. So reading that just draws me closer to Jesus, and it makes me appreciate the reason why he died for my sins, and, you know, the fact that he was born on the 25th of December, technically. You know, it just kind of makes you understand why he died for you and why he loves you so much. So today's word for today is just, you know, take up your Bible and read the book of Luke, and, you know, remember the reasons for the season is Jesus Christ. He's died for us. He loves us so much. You know, like when I'm going through down times and I just get a quiet time without the girls, even without my husband, and I just go into a corner and pray, you know, I just feel connected all the time to him, and he truly, really does care and loves us. So just take up your Bible and read the book of Luke, and if you ever did that, let me know. I would love you to share this with me, what you've learned. If you've never read the Bible before, maybe this is a great time for you to do it. You know, just take that book of Luke, it's in the New Testament, and read up on the life and death of Jesus. All right, so now we're going to go into traction alopecia and the definition and how you can actually get traction alopecia. So traction alopecia is hair loss caused by tightly pulled hairstyles. Okay, it's caught early, so that's good. It is fully reversible and the hair can regrow as well. But over time, however, and this is where the problem lies, over time, hair follicles can become irreversible damage so that the hair does not regrow. And I'm going to explain that, you know, better in later on in this episode. So if you catch traction alopecia early, you are, if you know that you've, oh, this is okay, this just happened, and you treat it right away and you try to avoid it, then you are good because it's reversible. But then it becomes, listen to this, it becomes irreversible after over time, meaning, oh, you saw that that part of your hair was lost, but then you did nothing about it. And then you went back the next day or the next month to do another tight hairstyle that pulls it even longer and it's causing longer damage. You know, honestly, growing up, I never knew about this ever until I had my business and I created a product that helps a lot of women grow back their hair. And then I realized that a lot of women are growing back their hair, but some women are not growing back their hair. So I started researching into different types of hair loss and alopecia, you know, traction and acreator, and the other ones that I'm going to speak about in the later time of this episode, season, I mean. So yeah, a lot of us don't tend to know about this unless we are diagnosed with this. So that's the reason why I'm having this podcast, to shine light to this, to not let you get to the level where it's irreversible and you cannot do anything about it, and you're buying all this kind of air grid product, steroids, and nothing is working, and you're like, oh gosh, nothing will work for me. But then knowing that, you know, oh, this could have been tackled earlier on, can save a lot of women's edges. So this is why I'm doing this. I'm trying to save your edges as much as possible. So yeah, so I'm going to go into detail. So it says traction alopecia is hair loss caused by the hair being pulled in the same way, listen, in the same way for a very long time. To say that, very long time. So think about it. Braids is a perfect example. Growing up as children, we did braids, right? It's cute. Your mom doesn't have to worry about your hair for the next 2 months or so. So they put your hair in braids or in a tight ponytail. But then over time, it's causing damage to your hairline. It's causing damage to your edges. So traction alopecia can happen to anyone who wears their hair pulled back tightly. Okay, whether in braids or dreadlocks or in a ponytail. It can also occur when tight headwear is used in the same way every day. So it keeps saying every day, over time, consistently. So once you're repeating the same mistakes every day, the braids, the dreadlocks, because remember that's pulling your hair backwards, the tight ponytails, the headbands in the same place for a very long time. It's repetitive, you know. It can cause traction alopecia. So it says repeated strain on your hair follicles can pull out strands of hair and even damage your follicles. And once your follicles is damaged, that's when it becomes irreversible, because there's not much you can do at that point because there's no hair growth there, you know, unless you do a head transplant. So this causes redness, itching, and even pores, producing ulcers or infection. Oh God, that's when it gets really bad. So please look out for all the signs. So now I'm going to be talking about more signs of traction alopecia. So it includes a receding hairline, typically around the forehead, temples, or your nape. And two, it hits small pimple appear on the scalp or at the base of your braids. You receive redness, itching, or also around your scalp, your hair parting, widenings, your patches of thin or broken hair in places where the hair has been under strain, or patches of shining scarred skin in more advanced cases. Now, traction alopecia is not a medical concern, but it can have adverse psychological effect. And you know, a lot of the women that I have been able to, you know, blessed with my products, you know, reach out to me, how in you know it's affected their confidence and how they cannot even wear their hair out. You know, I was there when I suffered postpartum ALS. It was even worse. I think that's when I probably suffered alopecia in the worst time. It was like so embarrassing. It really did affect my self-confidence and self-esteem during that time. That was why I had to do something about it. So, unlike alopecia areata that I spoke about last week, you do need a medical diagnosis for that. Because remember, that was internally. That was due to stress and it causes hair loss. So this one, you really do not need a medical, it's not a medical concern. Even though eventually when it becomes a psychological thing, then it becomes a medical concern because now it's affecting your you psychologically. So those are the main causes of traction alopecia. So certain hairstyles including dreadlocks, braids, cornrows, and tight ponytails, because you know it's putting especially the edges is so thin already, it's like it's so delicate, and then you put in more pressure on it, it's going to, you know, eventually over the course of time, you know, cause traction alopecia. Hair extensions or weaves. Extensions are glued or tightly tied, especially gluing. I cannot stand hair glues. I don't even care if it's organic or whatever. It's still not good for your edges. It will cause tension at the hair root. And once you start putting pressure and tension on the roots of your hair, it's going to eventually cause alopecia, traction alopecia. Also, headwear such as sport helmets or tight elastic bands may cause the hair to thin where the headwear makes contact with the hair. So hair accessories as well, including slides or grips that are worn on the same way. Remember, the same way every day. The same way every day. So you have to switch things up once in a while. If you don't switch it up, you keep putting pressure on tension on one spot, it's going to eventually cause traction alopecia. Since very long hair can be heavy, pulling on the hair follicles. So very long or tightly tied beards can also result in traction alopecia. So hair relaxes. Oh my God, this is like no for me now that I'm a naturalist. I mean, I never knew because my mom, actually, I have to say my mom didn't put my first relaxer. My mom didn't relax my hair at all, actually. Because when I was 16, when I was done with secondary school, I was looking, because my secondary school, you can't have hair done, so we cut our hair. But my mom never put relaxer on my hair. I was the first person that put relaxer on my hair, because my mom had relaxer on her hair. I felt like, oh my God, her hair is so straight and it looks so cool. So I couldn't wait to just be 16 and just relax my hair. And I really wish I never did that. Honestly, I wish I never did that, because relaxes causes traction alopecia. Chemical causes traction alopecia. Air relaxes and other chemical treatments causes traction alopecia. So this change the structure of your air shaft in a way that makes your hair loss more likely. So it can cause traction alopecia. So a lot of my customers that they want to grow back their hair, and then they're using my hair oils, but then your hair is relaxed and you're still using chemicals and then you're not seeing result. I mean, you really have to choose what you want. Do you really want your hair to grow, or do you really just want, you're not even serious? That's what I think, because normally when customers come to me, my hair is relaxed, is your hair gonna work? I tell them, look, at the end of the day, it might work, but it's going to take longer because the relaxers that you're using is not really helping. Your hair is not in its natural form. So how is it going to encourage hair growth? Relaxers is causing more damage to your hair. Anyways, also using extensions and relaxers together. So that's even worse. So you already relaxed your hair and now you're doing braids. So think about it. Your hair is relaxed and you're doing braids and you're putting more tension on your edges, putting more tension on your hair shaft and your hair follicles. Yeah, that's not a good. Yeah, eventually it's gonna cause traction alopecia, and that's why I see a lot of older black women suffer more traction alopecia than the younger folks, because we didn't really know better. We had relaxers done probably throughout the 70s, 60s, and 80s and 90s. Relaxers was like booming. Now in 2000, well, even let's just say the natural hair community really started growing, like really, really growing big time, like 5-6 years ago, even as of 10 years ago, I was relaxed. My hair was relaxed 10 years ago. I was not a naturalista. I never wanted to be a naturalista. I thought about the amount of work I had to do. So 10 years ago, no, my hair was so totally relaxed. So think about the all like middle-aged women might be suffering traction alopecia. Why? Because of the relaxes that they did during the younger years and the braids that they did for protective hairstyling. So both together, that's damage control right there. So yeah. So what is the treatment of for traction alopecia? So you need to avoid tight hairstyles if possible. I would recommend this. I've been saying this on my podcast, on my pages, everywhere, because I noticed that my edges are actually growing and flourishing more after I left it alone. And so I just stopped doing braids, period, because I'm not taking any chances. It says, okay, if a person's religion or profession requires tight hairstyle, they should tie their hair as loosely as possible, right? Lose it as much as possible. Apparently, ballet dancers suffer traction alopecia because they have to put their hair tight in a bun. So I learned something new today as well. So this is avoid or limit chemicals, including relaxers. So when I come and tell my customers that, look, you know, it's better for you to just stop relaxing your hair. Not that I can make that decision for them because it's a personal decision. But if you really want to grow your hair, please, I tell them, you know, I really want to help you. But that relaxer that you're doing, the chemicals you're putting in your hair, it's not going to help your hair grow. Honestly, it wouldn't. So if you can stop, if you really, really are serious about growing your hair, I mean, just stopping chemicals to even see if it will make a difference. It's a good way to start. Go chemical free for a year and actually make great decisions for you and see if it makes a difference. You know, that's my first advice to you. So avoid any kind of chemicals, relaxers, it could even be hair dyes. Those are chemicals as well. You know, just try to avoid them. Avoid putting relaxers onto already relaxed hair or, you know, that it's already making it worse. So also change hairstyles every few weeks to prevent strain on one area of the scalp. So yep, and try hair growth products like Glam Naturally oil. You know, the oil has helped a lot of women grow back their hair, and I know a lot of people that it's not helped. It's probably those that have suffered irreversible traction alopecia because at this point it's too late. You know, you should have caught it at the beginning stage. And, you know, avoid it because it could have been avoided. And the beginning stage is very reversible, which is the good thing. But the stages that most people get to is too late. So, yeah. So it says, if the hair still does not grow after a few months, the hair follicles may be damaged. Yes, and that's the red flag right there. So if you've used all kind of hair growth products and you notice that your hair has not worked, because really, hair growth products are made to regrow your hair. So most of the people that have seen result might be those that are in the beginning stage of traction alopecia. If you are in the very end stage, then yeah, it might be too late at that point because that's when it becomes irreversible. So it says that, you should consult a doctor or a dermatologist to find out the best course of treatment. At that case, yeah, that's when you need to see a doctor when you've tried everything. So how do we prevent this? Because this is what I want to preach. I want us to, for those that have never suffered any form of hair loss as well, I want to give you this as an advice. Don't get to that level where it's too late to make any changes. So the first thing is to losing or change any hairstyle that is painful. Braids, I remembered when I used to braid my hair. Oh my God, for sometimes a week, I cannot sleep. I have to take pain. Why would you put yourself through that? I look back at my life. I'm like, really? I just put myself through unnecessary pain just for beauty, right? It's so funny. But honestly, I would put that braids on, looking cute and all. But then for a whole week, I can't sleep at night. It's funny. That's why I created the braid oil, because I realized that it used to give me relief. So I'm laughing because it's real. Like, I had to take painkillers every day for a week because my hairstyles was too tight. Imagine doing that and putting down your edges. Of course, it's causing more damage to your hair. It says change your hairstyles every few weeks. Yep, and that's the reason why I don't do any more braids or anything. Eventually, I'm going to wear my hair really short because I really enjoy just having short hair. says wear thick loose braids instead of small tight braids. Choose fabric airlines like satin airlines instead of elastics. Keep your air loose as often as possible. That is so important. And also, what's also very important is drinking lots of water. You know, keep a healthy diet, enough protein and iron. That's very essential for hair growth. Include beans, nuts, brown rice, meat, and leafy vegetables such as spinach. So having a healthy diet as well helps you. So what I'm going to do a summary of what we've spoken about today. So traction alopecia. First thing to avoid is tight hairstyles, relaxers. Those are the first two things that I think is very common in my community, black community. So tight hairstyles, braids, conroe, dreadlocks, ponytails. It's very common in my community. So definitely, even if you're going to know that you cannot do it, but don't put any tension. Tell your hairstylist not to put tension on your edges, not to put tension on your hair period. Make them bigger instead of the tiny, tiny ones. Those actually causes more damage. Yeah, and so if you are in the beginning stage of traction alopecia, the goodness is it's very reversible. Buy air growth products. You can use Glam Naturally or daily on your edges or your scalp. Helps. But if you are at the latest end of alopecia, traction alopecia, it might be too late at this point, but still make better decisions. So for example, if you're at the latest stage, I would never recommend for you to keep putting relaxer on your hair. It's just going to keep damaging it. So, you know, you can start first by doing a big chop and be a naturalister. Give your hair a break. If you have to wear a wig for a little time so that your hair can recover, that can help as well. Yeah, that being said, you know, have a healthy diet. It's good. That helps. Drink lots of water. If you're going to dye your hair, try a natural approach of doing it, because that's also a form of chemical as well if you're dyeing your hair with regular hair dyes. So avoid that too, and just making better decisions for your hair, because that's what I had to do, because I grew up all my life doing braids and doing hairstyles that causes, so imagine doing it over time, and it would eventually cause alopecia, traction alopecia. So I hope this has helped. I pray we can all prevent this. If you're in the beginning stage, you know, good luck to you. If you're in the end stage, don't give up. You know, just I'll probably recommend for you, you know, to see a doctor and take it from there and see what they say. But natural approach always helps. Always using natural products in your hair would help your hair as well. That being said, I hope you have such a great day. Teach this to your children, your girls. Let them know why it's important, you know, to keep the hair flourishing, because when they become older, you know, it will become harder to have flourishing hair. So having a good habit as a child and as a teenager would help you get there. All right. So I hope that helped. Thank you so much for taking your time out to come here and listen to what I have to say today. I hope this has educated you more about traction alopecia. If you never knew about it, I know I hope it's helped you. It's shown light to this type of alopecia, which is very common in the black community, my community. So yeah, I hope that helps. Please share, follow me on my YouTube page at Jumi Grow, and also on my Instagram page at Jumi Grow, JumiGrow, and on Facebook as well. I'm also at Jumi Grow. If you listen to this and you think it's helped you, please leave a comment, you know, say something, let me know you're listening, because I see that people are listening, but I don't get no word. So guys, come on, come out and say something. Let me know that you have listened and it's touched you, it's helped you and educated you in one way or form. And also share, because a lot of people don't know this. Share, be your sister's keeper and share this episode. And I would so appreciate you for doing that. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Once again, this is Jumi. I am Glam Naturally. Thank you.